I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We are 3 hours from the weekend here on After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I hope your weekend is coming just as quickly. Some of you, I think, are already on weekend land. You're already headed out of town. Maybe it's a start of your vacation, or maybe you just need a break because it is the unofficial start to summer, you know. Remember, we did the whole show on best vacation destinations earlier this week, and you were all in. I mean, all in. And so I know a lot of you have vacations and beaches on the brain, beaches and barbecues, and just the fact that you have a shorter work week coming up. That's cool. Though we do have to remember what Memorial Day is all about, for sure. I'll be here Sunday night. I'll be here Monday night. Because there's a lot happening right now in sports. So this is the way the schedule breaks down. They're going to go every other day now, which is good. Well, not great for Chris Paul. Certainly not great for Andre Iguodala because he couldn't get back for Game 5. But for us as fans, bring it. And so coming up on Friday night, this is my exciting Friday night plan. I'm going to yoga in the evening. Then I'm going to mow my lawn. And then it's all about the Celtics and the Cavaliers, and they tip at 8:30 Cleveland time, which is 8:30 Eastern time, so 5:30 on the West Coast. Turn on your radio if you're not home by then. But yeah, Celtics have a chance to get to their first NBA Finals since 2010, but the Cavaliers, not dead yet. Will they go to their fourth consecutive NBA Finals? They'd have to start with a victory in Game 6 on Friday night. And then Sunday would be the Game 7 if necessary.
I don't do yoga.
That's too bad. You're missing out. And then Saturday, Monday would be the two nights for Houston Golden State if necessary. So, yeah, right now on the NBA schedule, they're listed as if necessary, but they must be. They must be necessary. I need them to be necessary. Could you imagine? The NBA is already in a ratings boon. They're going the opposite of what most TV entertainment and sports programming is going now. The ratings have been up, and the ratings for this postseason have been great. And now finally we've got conference finals action that's not ending in a blowout, going down to the wire. So this is fun and maybe a buildup. Let's hope it's a buildup for the best of the best, which would be the NBA Finals. So right now we've got a poll up on our Twitters. Twitter, do you pluralize Twitters? On our Twitters, A-Law Radio or After Hours CBS, and we're asking you if you could draw it up now because the potential is all there. What matchup would you most like to see? Is it Cleveland Golden State, which would be rematch of a rematch of a rematch of a rematch? Is it Boston against Golden State? Talk about traveling. Oh, my gosh. Is it Cleveland and Houston, which would be the closest geographically? Or is it Boston against Houston? And so far, it's a pretty tight poll. So far, there's two options that are pacing the field a bit. I'll let you check out the poll again on Twitter. Or you can weigh in on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Did you all happen to catch the mic'd up conversation between Steve Kerr and Kevin Durant in which he referenced Michael Jordan? That was kind of interesting. And it's been all over social media. I know that in the midst of a game, in the intensity of a moment, it's hard to judge body language, right? But it didn't look like Kevin Durant was too uber interested in what Steve Kerr had to say about Michael Jordan passing the ball. It's been a couple of rough shooting stretches for Kevin Durant. And in this particular game, he plays 40 minutes, but he goes 8 of 22. He was perfect from the free throw line. In fact, he has not missed. Do you know he has not missed in this series from the charity stripe? He's automatic, has alert, not alert. Missed. So he had 29 points, but he really went through major pockets where he could not get the shot to drop, no
we
matter
all
where
can't
it was.
Be Michael Jordan.
And he only had a couple of turnovers, so he wasn't the main culprit when it came to the turnovers, but he really struggled to find his rhythm. Now, he's a scorer. He's a shooter. He's a scorer. He needs to shoot his way out of it. I mean, I've said this already in the series about Steph Curry, about James Harden, too, about Chris Paul. It's basketball. Sometimes the shots drop. Sometimes they don't. To quote Harden, who cares? I mean, they obviously care. But this is basketball. It's what happens. And, yes, when you have tired legs, a lot of times you have shots that are major bricks. So in the case of Kevin Durant, there's been a lot of clanging off the rim. And yet still, he works at it, and he's continued to throw the shots up there. So there was a particular timeout where Steve Kerr is talking to him, not in his face, not going after him, just, hey, when I play with Michael Jordan, Jordan was shooting. He sure was. He was shooting a lot, and he was scoring. But Phil Jackson pulled him aside and said, which of your teammates is open? And I guess MJ told him which ones were open at the time. It was John Paxson. And so he said, pass the ball initially. Right away, pass the ball. If your guy's open, pass the ball. And then if they don't get a shot, they'll give it back to you. But right away, at least, pass the ball. And so it was kind of interesting that he invoked MJ when talking to Kevin Durant. So that was one of the moments that I'll remember from this game. But there was another one that not only I reacted to, and I did actually use crying so hard I'm laughing emojis, two of them, which means it was a moment that that got a reaction out of me. But a lot of NBA players went nutso over this moment. All right, so I'm going to play the precursor to the moment, the reason why this moment happened, and then I'll tell you about it after that. In fact, you may even remember the moment.
Paul one-on-one with Curry, left side foul line extended. Shot clock down to three, down to two. Paul has to force up a prayer, and he hits it. Beats the shot clock buzzer and knocks down his third three of the third quarter. He went from missing everything to not missing anything.
Craig Ackerman has such a flair for the dramatic. He's on the Rockets radio network. And yes, this was the triple in the third that put the Rockets back in front. By the way, if you were not keeping score at home, 11 ties and 8 lead changes in the third quarter alone. How about that? 11 ties and 8 lead changes. They went into the second half tied at 45 and back and forth, back and forth, back and forth throughout the course of that quarter. So there's this moment where Chris Paul is running out of time, running out of real estate, and he's got Steph Curry one-on-one, and he creates some space, and he elevates, and he jacks the shot in the face of Steph Curry. And afterwards, they're running back down the court, and CP3 is doing his best shimmy. Now, you remember the shimmy, right? We saw that at the end of the third quarter. In fact, I'm watching it right now on NBA TV. The shimmy we got from Steph Curry at the end of the third quarter where the Warriors had built a double-figure lead. Why? Well, because Curry was obnoxious. He was unconscious in the third quarter of game four. Now, they didn't hold on to that lead, and the momentum didn't carry into the fourth quarter. But here's Chris Paul, who had enough of seeing the shimmy from Steph. And so what does he do? And I got to tell you, this shimmy wasn't nearly as good. This wasn't his move. This is definitely a Steph move. But he made his point. His point was, man, I can shimmy too. I can shoot over the top of you in your face, and I can shimmy too. And the funny thing was, if you see the highlight or you see the GIF on social media, Steph sees it, and he smiles. In fact, he almost laughs, whereas the look on Chris Paul's face, he could have ripped a hole in the side of Steph's head with the lasers coming from his eyeballs. He was not messing around. I mean, in your face, yo mama, and then a shimmy. It was awesome. Again, a little gamesmanship. And I don't mean it was awesome because it was at Steph's expense. This is not me saying, anything about the two individual guys. Just the gamesmanship of it. Not taunting, like standing over a guy and screaming. That's a little bit too much. But just that he used Steph's move, and he wasn't great at it. He wasn't quite as loose as Steph is with the shimmy, but it definitely got Steph's attention.
Oh, my God, what just happened?
Yeah. So, of course, afterwards, and I would ask this question, too. Hey, what'd you think of that Chris Paul shimmy after he hit the three in the third to give the Rockets the lead?
It was well-deserved. It's a tough shot. If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on. So I'll keep shimmying, and maybe he will too. So we'll see what happens.
We're going to have a shimmy off. No, we can't. That's not. I don't like that.
Paul fell down. Curry does.
I love that. Wait, can we hear Steph again? That's so good. It was well-deserved. If you are going to shimmy, you have to be willing to be shimmied on.
It was well-deserved. It's a tough shot. If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on. So I'll keep shimmying, and maybe he will too. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, congratulations, big fella. I got the first video of the second youngest man with 20,000 points.
What a great attitude from Steph. He's not mad about it. In fact, he's the one that's laughing as they go down the court. Chris Paul's all serious and wants to wring his neck, so to speak. And Steph is laughing, and then afterwards is cracking jokes. If you're going to shimmy, you better be ready to be shimmied on. So I'm going to keep shimmying, and maybe he will too.
Curry just floored him with that move.
Oh, so good. That was so good. Good for you, Steph Curry. Let's talk to Mark, who's in South Carolina. Mark, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. Thank you. First, let me thank you for coming to South Carolina to take your vacation.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. The beach was thanks enough.
Yes, and I would like to see Boston against Houston. I just I've had enough, I guess, of Golden State and Cleveland. But
now, shimmy or without the shimmy?
You know, if it comes down to it, a shimmy here and there would be fine.
I wish I could shimmy. Is that really my move? I can't shimmy.
No, I know I can't shimmy either. There's no way. Not even close.
Yeah. So you're saying Boston and Houston basically because you'd like something different.
Yes.
Okay.
And who do you think, who would your team be in that series?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Have you seen what's happening right now in the Final Four?
Yeah, no. I guess. Yeah. Never mind.
No, okay. Idea. I mean, here's the deal. Houston is the best team over the course of the long haul. They've had the best record. That backcourt, when it's together, James Harden, Chris Paul, is phenomenal. They're not that they're undefeated, but I think they've only lost like 5 or 6 games total when those two guys have played together. And so we'll see. Chris Paul injury is a huge one. But Boston is a team that – I think you count them out at your own risk because of the coaching, because of the leadership of Al Horford, because of the defense that they play, but also the way that they've protected that home court. Houston would have the home court, but Boston has been so good when it comes to feeding off of their crowd and taking care of business at home, and they just haven't been able to be knocked out yet because of that. Both of these teams, those two particular teams, both these series have such intriguing elements to them and such great twists.
Yeah. Well, with Boston, I know Kyrie is a great, great player. Does Boston play better without Kyrie? Do they play better team basketball?
Well, I feel like that's a tough call. They don't score better without Kyrie.
Right.
But he's never been defense first, but in a Brad Stevens system, you have to focus on defense. And I really, by the time he got hurt, I think you could see more and more how much he was assimilated into what Brad Stevens is trying to do. So maybe that's not how he was coached in the past, for sure, because that's not the Cleveland philosophy. But Brad's about getting everybody on the same page and everybody buying in. And just about the time that Kyrie got hurt, you could see that he was happy. He was excited to be part of that in Boston.
Oh, all right, Amy, thank you. And I was listening last night when you were talking about rubbing your little dog's nose. My dog loves it. That is.
Well, yeah.
Penny
does too. I look
forward to it every night, every day before I go to work.
All right, Mark. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Oh my gosh, shimmy or no shimmy? That is the question. If you are going to shimmy, you better be prepared to be shimmied on. I like that it's not just an action, or it's not just a motion, but it's also a verb.
If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on.
So I'm going to keep shimmying, and I hope that he shimmies too. Well, he didn't say I hope. He said maybe he'll shimmy too. That's awesome. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. And if you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too, you can get it all at geico.com. Again, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
There must be a science to the shimmy. I can't shimmy, not even close. There are other moves that I can pull on a basketball court. There might be a dance move I could pull off here or there, though dancing is not my forte. Singing, yes. Bebopping, sure. Dancing, no. My gosh, and my nieces are such good dancers. My brother and I cannot dance at all, and I'm certain my sister-in-law can dance, although she's would never actually do it where anyone could see it, so we don't know. Yeah, my nieces are great dancers, and so they laugh hysterically at me when I attempt to pull off a dance move. But boy, I'll jump around. My brother and I just like to jump around. I'm going to see if I can get Matt to try a shimmy with me. I might break something. If I tried to shimmy, I might break something.
If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on.
I don't mind getting shimmied on. I just thought this was a fantastic moment from Game 5 in Houston because the two perspectives of Steph and then of Chris Paul were so opposite. I mean, credit Chris Paul. He made some tough shots with the shot clock expiring, with Steph or another defender in his face. He came up big when the team needed it. A fantastic game from him until the very moment that he got injured. So 20 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, no turnovers, 1 shimmy, and 1 dagger that could have put a hole in the side of Steph's head. If his eyes were lasers, Steph would be missing a chunk of his brain. I mean, Chris Paul was not messing around. And
people have feelings.
Steph's out there smiling. Oh, just so that moment. I love the gamesmanship. Not taunting, just shimmying. There's a complete difference. So shimmy or no shimmy? I guess the laughing runs in the family with Steph. Shimmy or no shimmy? That's the question I just put up on Twitter.
Good.
A-Law Radio is where you can find me. Thomas says no shimmy until the game is over. It's like a defensive back celebrating a tackle after a 30-yard gain. No. I mean, they're not shimmying after they've given up a 3. Steph wasn't shimmying. It was CP3 who was doing the shimmy, and he was doing it because that's Steph's signature thing, at least right now. I did see some GIFs. You know what I saw that just gave me a thrill? I saw some Antoine Walker wiggle GIFs. Remember Antoine Walker with the wiggle? It was like a shimmy. The shimmy and the wiggle. They're in the same family, the same species. And so I saw a few people who were remembering the Antoine Walker wiggle, the Walker wiggle. Antoine is one of my faves. I love Antoine Walker. He was a beast or a burden, man. It was one or the other. He was so much fun, and he and Paul Pierce together, my fave combos from the Boston Celtics. So, yeah, Antoine is I've seen him resurface. Actually, I think I've seen him recently on the KG Area 21 show on TNT, if I'm not mistaken. He's done some appearances there. And every now and then he'll surface on social media. But the wiggle was just classic. And I used to practice and no good at it whatsoever. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, you can absolutely take the couple of polls that we have going. There's one that's still left over from our last show that has to do with the Stanley Cup final matchup, which is, I mean, I don't know that you could get any better. If you're looking for storylines and if you're looking for something new, this is your series. And so we've got still a day left on this poll about the team's unique paths, whether it's the Capitals, who are back after 20 years looking for their first ever Stanley Cup, or it's the Knights, who were there in their inaugural season but also looking for their first ever Stanley Cup. So check that one out on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then our show poll for tonight is, of these four possibilities, which is the NBA Finals matchup you'd most like to see? So take the poll, but also call us, 855-212-4227. Cody's in California. Cody, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Amy? Thanks for taking my call. I always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, so I know the Warriors lost today. All the Warrior haters are coming out of the woods. That's okay with me. So the only thing I want to point out is, we got game six at home. I don't think there are many basketball purists and, you know, aficionados of fans who really think we're going to lose this game. So let's just say it goes to game seven, like most people think we do. Who do you trust more in a game seven? The people who have been there, or, you know, Chris Paul and James Harden, whatever? When it comes down to it.
Chris Paul and James Harden, whatever.
Well, okay, yeah. But, I mean, come on. Is he a postseason player or a regular season player? You can even make the argument that Chris Paul has carried them this postseason. Is that wrong?
No, I think that is wrong, actually. I mean, he's had some big games, but the start of the series was brutal for him. So games one, two, and three, he was rough. He was trying. He was working real hard, but the shots weren't dropping. And now, of course, James Harden is not getting the shots to drop. Here's what I would say to you. Yes, obviously, the Warriors have far more experience this core. And now, not all of them. Some of these bench players have no experience whatsoever in these games.
That's their downfall.
Well, it's an Achilles heel, for sure. I don't know that it's going to be their downfall, but it's definitely a problem. It's not like what they've had in the past with their second unit, especially without Andre Iguodala. And when he's starting, then you're even shorter bench. So yes, they have more experience when it comes to these moments. I think back to the Oklahoma City Western Conference Finals 2 years ago when they came back after being down 3-1. However, just because we've seen a particular history from a player does not mean they're doomed to repeat it. Chris Paul is in his first ever conference finals, and he's had back-to-back huge games. I also think about James Harden, and this is his MVP season. I know he's missed a ton of threes in a row, but these guys are right now playing some of the best basketball of their careers. Clint Capella is playing out of his mind in this postseason. P.J. Tucker has been so tough and physical. Well, just let me finish. So they're just because in the past they haven't gotten to this point doesn't mean they can't. I think to dismiss them on that would be a mistake.
No, that is fair, because they have earned the 65-win regular season in the first season where they've gotten through. They're up 3-2. My only thing would be, if there is any team that's down 3-2 that you would trust to come back and win, is it not the Warriors?
I don't know. The last two games, they fumbled away some pretty big opportunities. So I got to say, I'm glad they're confident and positive. And yes, generally, I trust their talent. But the last two games haven't looked like them. Those last five quarters, the offense has been really out of sync and way too much ISO and jacking shots with 5 seconds gone off the shot clock, which is not their offense.
You're preaching the choir. I agree with you on that. I'm just saying, I do think they will come back and win. But I love you, Amy. Thank you for everything.
Cody, shimmy or no shimmy?
Always shimmy.
Okay, I like it. Ooh, hashtag always shimmy. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Amy.
Always shimmy. I love that you're responding to this question on Twitter. Scott says, I'm all for players celebrating their plays. I love it when Steph shimmies. And if someone's excited about their play and they want to shimmy against the Warriors, props to them for making a play. I love the word shimmy. It's just, I don't know where it came from, but it's fantastic. Right now, it's going to be dropped a few more times. Let's see. Jerez says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, green light all day on shimmy for, wait, let me start again. Green light all day on shimmy on Curry for being a showboat. Oh, so he's saying green light to shimmy on Steph Curry, not the Steph shimmy, but the shimmy from CP3. He said, glad Chris Paul did that to Curry. Hopefully he's healthy enough to not only shimmy at Curry and Oracle. But also the Houston Rockets do work and terminate their season in their building by beating them for a third straight time. So Jarrez is definitely a Houston Rockets fan, and he says shimmy on Curry. No Steph shimmy. It's the anti-Steph shimmy. Just, I like the gamesmanship. Peter says shimmy. That's it. That's it. That's all I got to say. Shimmy or no shimmy? That is the question. To shimmy or not to shimmy? That is the question. If I keep saying the word, it's going to sound so strange, and then I won't be able to figure out even what a shimmy is.
I meant what I said.
Do you have ever had that happen to you? Maybe it's just me because I'm a nerd. You say a word too many times, and then it ceases to sound like a word. And you think, is this really a word? So I'm not quite there with shimmy, but I might be before the show is over.
If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on.
So, he actually delivers the science of shimmying. So A-Law Radio or our phone number, 855-212-4227. Facebook page, too. We've got pictures. We've got GIFs. We've got polls. We've got Friday Fever.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
It was well-deserved. It's a tough shot. If you can shimmy on somebody else, you got to be all right getting shimmied on. So I'll keep shimmying, and maybe he will, too. So we'll see what happens.
We get all the versions of the word shimmy. We got the word shimmy, shimmied, and shimmying from Steph in that five-second science of shimmying soundbite, the Steph shimmy. I'm not asking you specifically about a Steph shimmy, just a shimmy in general. Shimmy or no shimmy, that is the question. I mean, feels far more important than who might actually get to the NBA Finals. It's after hours. And then I was just starting to think about the word shimmy. What is this song? Coco Shimmy Pop? What is it?
Little Timothy and the Imperials. It's a classic. Shimmy, shimmy, Coco.
It's a classic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From what era?
60s.
Oh, well, that would explain why I have never
multiple
heard
people
it
on the last commercial break called in and brought up the song.
Have you actually ever heard of this song before?
Oh, yeah. It's
Isaac?
Actually way older than this, the word,
Isaac.
Though. Okay, go ahead.
Yep.
What? How have you two heard of this song, but I haven't?
My mom is a Motown groover.
Interesting. Okay, so Shimmy Shimmy Coco Puff or whatever it is. Coco Pop? Coco Puff?
Bop. Coco Bop.
Oh, neither one. Okay. I learn something new every day. I did not know there was a song about shimmying. That's Steph's signature song right there and his signature move. I'm going to keep shimmying, and maybe he'll shimmy again too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227 to reach us on CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. And it's brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Again, 855-212-4227. Right now, there is one clear leader in the clubhouse. The poll is not over, but we do have a poll up asking you, of the four possible NBA Finals matchups, which do you most want to see? And there is one that is pulling away. Nearly half the votes. So you go check it out and you tell me. We'll get to some of these calls. Let's start with Everett, who's in Dallas. Everett, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I want to see Boston and Houston to go at it. I'm a Mavs fan, so I no telling when we're going to go back to the championship. But, you know, I would go for the underdog. And plus, you know, also Houston, they're in Texas, bring the championship back to Texas. But, yeah, I really want to see that team. I really want to see that that game, too, because it's unpredictable. But, you know, Boston, I can't call – not Boston, but I know Houston, you can't call them an underdog team because they're number one in the West.
Nope. But they're Boston, number one in the NBA. They're not an under. I mean, they are not favored in Game 6, though. I did see that. I don't think they were favored in this series, though I don't really pay much attention to that. But, no, they are not an underdog. They would have the home court for the NBA Finals, too.
Right. And also, Amy, if you can't do the shimmy, well, down here in Texas, you know, we got the stanky leg. You can always do that.
You got the what?
The stanky leg.
The stanky leg.
You ever heard of the stanky leg?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I couldn't tell you how to do it. The stanky leg.
YouTube it.
Oh, gosh. I'll leave the YouTube to the cool people.
I got you.
All right, Everett, the stanky leg or the shimmy? I'd like to see Chris Paul answer Steph's shimmy with a stanky leg.
I would too.
All right, Everett, thanks so much.
Good night.
Another vote for Celtics and Rockets. So some of you are saying you want to see Boston-Houston because it's new. And that's fine. I'm on the record going back to the beginning of this NBA season and saying I want something different. It's not a personal. It's not, I'm not shimmying in Cleveland's face, or I'm not shimmying in Golden State's face. I'm not shooting daggers with my eyes. I'll cover and I'll watch whatever we get. But I want something new. I'm all about the fresh blood this year, and we've gotten it. We've got a Super Bowl champ in its first victory ever in that game, first victory ever in the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles. Such an improbable run for them after they lose their quarterback. We end up with two teams in the Stanley Cup final who've never won the cup, though they dared to trust the conference championship trophies. I love that. They touched them. They are not superstitious. And now we could end up with a team in Boston that hasn't been to the NBA Finals since 2010. And I get it. A lot of people talk about Boston and how they're tired of seeing their teams in the championships or winning. And that's fair. I mean, there's been a Red Sox championship in the last, was 2013. So it's been a World Series title. The last NBA title for the Celtics was only a decade ago. We know about the Patriots. Certainly the Bruins have been relevant and were in the Stanley Cup final as recently as, what, 13, 14, something like that. And so, you know, their teams are always around. So maybe you want something different. But at least this group of Celtics, who only has four players remaining from last year's team that was the number one seed. You're talking about almost a complete turnover other than Al Horford, Marcus Smart, Terry Rozier. Most of these guys have not been there before. And so it's fresh blood, even if it's not a different uniform. And then Houston hasn't been there in, two and a half decades? Not quite two and a half, but 95. If that was the last time, right? I need to look that up. So you're talking about something brand new and fresh, and that to me is cool. I'm always about something different. When you do this for a living, you know, it gets stale every now and then. So I'm good with something brand new. Timothy is listening in Stockton, California. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, Amy. First time caller.
Cool.
Long-time listener. I drive Uber late at night, and you always bring great knowledge.
Oh, thank you,
late
sir.
Late at night. You're the station that I listen to and the person I like listening to the most.
Awesome.
But that, the shimmy, I had mentioned that the shimmy, the first time I heard it, my father's friend, when I was 10 years old in 1968, he'd always come up to me and say, Timmy, Coco Bob. So later on, as I got older, I found out it was a song by Little Anthony and the Imperials called Shimmy, Shimmy, Coco Bob. And so that's where I first found out and heard about the shimmy. And I think that the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'd like to see the Cleveland Cavaliers against, well, because it's my wife's team, she likes LeBron. So I'm a Laker. I don't have a dog in the fight. But
okay.
The Cleveland Cavaliers against the Houston Rockets, because I think that's the only chance he has, especially with Paul Hurt. If they could pull out a game, Houston could pull out this game and then get to the finals, and Cleveland can win the next two. I think LeBron would have a more legitimate chance in hope of getting another ring. But that's all I wanted to share. I enjoy your show. You're one of the best.
All right, Timothy. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening in Stockton, California. So Timothy is saying he wants to see the Cavaliers and the Rockets because he believes that that's the best shot that LeBron has at another ring would be against Houston, which I think it's interesting. Now, I get it. We've got more history between the Warriors and the Cavs and the team that the Warriors have, at least the core, not the bench team. That's the same as the core that won last year. And it would also be the same for Cleveland. You're talking about the core that is the same other than Kyrie Irving, right? And so we know, maybe, and people will assume that this version of the Cavaliers can't beat this version of the Warriors. So maybe would the Cavaliers and LeBron have a better shot against Houston? That's an interesting question. I'm not sure that's actually fair, but that is probably to be the likely narrative that you'd hear from a lot of fans. 855-212-4227. Trotsky is in Georgia. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Good.
Hey, well, first thing I want to say, personally, I think the Warriors are in trouble. I don't know the health status of Chris Paul right now, but I don't see him. Houston. I don't see Houston winning Game 6. But like I said, it depends on the health of Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. They'll win Game 7 in Houston. But personally, me, I would like to see Houston and Boston. And the reason I say that, I'm a Cleveland fan, but Cleveland as a team and the way they've been going up and down this year, I don't think they deserve to go to the finals because I don't think that either way you look at it, the champion is coming out the West, whether it's Golden State or Houston. So whoever wins the Western Conference final, you might as well say it's going to be the NBA champion, in my opinion.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Now, why do you say that, considering the fact that these benches are so short? At times, the offense has been really bad for both teams. Not all of it, but it's certainly not looked like the flow, the rhythm and flow that we've had from these two teams in the regular season. You got about 10 seconds. Go.
I just think just the overall firepower is stronger.
Gotcha.
As far as the starting five.
Gotcha. All right. Well, right now, that's kind of what they're reduced to, especially if CP3 and Andre Iguodala are injured. Trotsky in Georgia, thank you so much for taking us along with you while you are on the road. Thomas says on Twitter, if everybody did the shimmy, there would be world peace. Oh, if only it was that easy, except I can't do the shimmy, so I'd be the one person who would be ruining the whole world peace thing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.